although this is not a halakha, but I think it is germane to the daily halakha that we say every day, to show us the importance of the observance of halakha. The Gemara says that Avraham Avinu fulfilled the entire Torah, even before it was given. And the Gemara goes to such an extent to say, he even fulfilled the mitzvah of Eruv Tavshilin, which was only enacted much later by the rabbis. That proofs to us, Avraham not only kept the laws of the Torah, but he even fulfilled the mitzvot of Rabbanan. So the question really is, why did the Gemara choose Eruv Tavshilin as the example of rabbinical enactment? There's a very interesting Gaon Mevilna on this Gemara. The Gaon Mevilna says that in truth, in the original version of the Talmud, it probably was written, Kiyem Avraham Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula Afilu Ayin Taf. Probably it was written in Rashi Tevot Ayin Taf. And then the later on rabbis came along and interpreted Ayin Taf must be Eruv Tavshilin. But in truth, he says, it was really referring to Eruv Tehumin. It was referring that Avraham Avinu kept all the laws, even the laws of how far you're allowed to walk on Shabbat. Why is Eruv Tehumin better? Because he says he's midayeket from the word in the Pasuk. It says, Ekev asher shama Avraham bekoli. The word Ekev is a heel, which means Avraham Avinu kept the mitzvot even that were dependent on the Ekev. That would be Eruv Tehumin, which makes more sense than Eruv Tavshilin. It should be pointed out that the Da'at Zekenim and Ba'alei HaTosafot explain that Eruv Tavshilin is not the Eruv Tavshilin that we're thinking of, that we prepare an egg and a piece of bread before the holiday and allow us to cook. He says Eruv Tavshilin really means milk and meat. Eruv Tavshilin, mixing the Tavshilin, mixing the milk and the meat, that he kept that. So if that's the case, if he kept that, the famous question is asked when he had the guests that came to his house. So it says that he gave them hema, he gave them butter, he gave them halav, he gave them milk. He also gave them meat. If Avraham Avinu kept Eruv Tavshilin, what is he doing? So the Mefarshim explained that what did he really do? He placed them on the same table. He served them together. Now the Isur of putting it on the same table is what? The reason why that's forbidden to put milk and meat on the same table is gezerah, that you might come to eat them together. But we may say the following. If let's say somebody has a shomer, which means, let's say, when somebody's sitting at a table with milk and meat, he has somebody standing over them, watching them to make sure that they don't come to eat. Then there's no reason for the gezerah. By Avraham Avinu, which says, Vehu omed alehem tachat ha'etz vayuchelu. It says Avraham was a shomer, who omed alehem. He stood over them to make sure that they're not going to eat. So therefore, he was still in line with the rabbinical enactment of milk and meat regarding putting on the table. Last but not least, we can question Avraham Avinu's reason. If he kept the whole Torah before it was given, why then did he not fulfill the mitzvah milah until he was told? Seemingly, he should have done the mitzvah milah as well. So one interpretation might be as follows. Until there's a commandment to do a brit milah, it's forbidden to do a brit milah. Why? Because you're making a habbalan yourself. You're not allowed to maim yourself. You're not allowed to cause yourself to bleed. That's a transgression. So until you have a positive commandment to do a brit milah, it's contemptuous. It's forbidden to do a brit milah. So therefore, you had to wait. But a more simpler answer would be, is because Avraham Avinu was waiting to be a mitzuveh ve'oseh. He was waiting to be commanded. Because we know that it's better to be commanded to do a mitzvah than not. All the other mitzvot, he was able to do them while he was not commanded, and if he would be commanded, he could do them again. But Brit Milah he can only do once. So therefore he waited until he'd be a mitzvah ve'oseh in order to get more credit for the mitzvot. So again, you see over here the importance of the following of halakha, that even our forefathers fulfilled the halakhot to all its details.